نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Honorable ulama, respected elders, brothers, mothers, sisters, beloved youth, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 17th of Rajab 1446 in Makkah Mukarramah, Madinah Munawwara, Aqsa Mubarak, Palestine, South Africa, and 90% of the countries of the world. And we should be reading these two du'as. Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban wa balighna Ramadan. O beloved Allah, grant us barakah, blessing during this month of Rajab and Sha'ban, and spare us for the sacred month of Ramadan. The hadith is mentioned in Mishkat Sharif. Similarly, it is mentioned in Kanzul Ummal and Tabarani that we should read the following du'as. Allahumma sallimna li Ramadan, وَسَلِّمْ رَمَضَانَ لَنَا وَسَلِّمْهُ لَنَا مُتَقَبَّلًا. Ya Allah, protect us for Ramadan, meaning there's no mishap, accident, hijacking, kidnapping, Allah forbid. And protect Ramadan for us, there's no war and curfew and poverty, what have you. And Ya Allah, whatever broken ibadah we carry out, execute, you accept it in your divine courts. So may Almighty Allah make it a reality. Four or five issues quickly we will discuss. Number one, we are in Roshni. Roshni is Nur. So what does Almighty Allah tell us about Nur? Allah, Nuru, Samawati, Wal Ard. Almighty Allah Himself is Nur. His radiance, effulgence in the heaven, in the earth, entire universe. Just look at the sun, the moon, the stars, Qudrat ka Karishma, a manifestation of the absolute power and control of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, who is Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَجَجَاكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ نُورٌ وَكِتَابٌ مُبِينٌ. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's message and mandate was about you. Go open Quran Sharif Surah 14 verse 1. لِتُخْرِجَ النَّاسَ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ. You, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, take the people out from the darknesses in which they are groping in and bring them to the radiant refulgence of Islam. What is Quran Sharif? وَأَنْزَلْنَا إِلَيْكُمْ نُورًا مُبِينًا. 6,236 verses, 114 chapters, everyone filled with noor and radiance and effulgence. Sometimes people just read the translation and they get so inspired. So what about the original text? Who are you, O Muslim? See what Quran Sharif says. أَفْمَنْ شَرَحَ اللَّهُ صَدْرَهُ لِلْإِسْلَامِ فَهُوَ عَلَىٰ نُورٍ مِنْ رَبِّهِ. Whosoever Allah has opened the bosom and heart of the person and blessed him with the true hidayat and guidance, then that noor has permeated and entered the person's heart. We can draw a distinction, dichotomy between haq and batil, between truth and falsehood. In today's world, whatever you are seeing in Palestine or Yemen or Sudan or wherever it might be, Kashmir or wherever else, South Africa, remember there's a clash, there's a conflict. In Urdu, there's a nice word, kashmakash, between noor and zulumat, between the radiant effulgence and the darkness, between haq and batil, between truth and falsehood. So what do the enemies want? The enemies, Quran has taught us, Surah number 61, verse number 8, يُرِيدُونَ لِيُطْفِئُوا نُورَ اللَّهِ بِأَفْوَاهِهِمْ. The enemies, whether it's America, whether it's Israel, whether it's anybody else, their aim and objective is to extinguish the snore of all metal law, the vagrants, effulgence with their mass media, always presenting Islam in a negative light, Muslims are terrorists and so forth, with their media and their mouths. But Allah inspires us, motivates us. What Allah says, وَاللَّهُ مُتِمُّ نُورِهِ وَلَوْ كَرِهَ الْكَافِرُونَ. And Almighty Allah will let His divine nur, His radiance, His effulgence, it will be predominant in the whole world. Even though the non-Muslims, they hate it and they detest it. You pray for Fajr Salat, remember that this morning or any morning. You, my sister, you pray for Fajr Salat. From your washroom to the salat room, when you walk in, when you come to vehicle, what did the Master Islam teach us? Every day we're supposed to be reading this. Allahumma jal fi qalbi nura, wa fi sam'i nura, wa fi basari nura, wa fi lisani nura, wa an yaminu nura, wa shimali nura, wa amami nura, wa warai nura, wa fawji nura, wa tahti nura. Every part and limb of ours be begging all that Allah for nur and radiance and effulgence. Ya Allah, give me nur in the heart, give me nur in my hearing faculty, seeing my tongue, right, left, top, bottom, in front of me, behind me. Allah, my earthly badani nura, my entire anatomy and body, bless me with nur and hidayat, Ya Rabbal Alamin. So when the day comes, the challenge is done, so mashallah, we are ready for it, because we have the nur. Imam Ghazali, rahimahullah, was asked, what is nur? He said, al-zahiru li nafsihi wal-mudhhibi. We know during load shedding, we take one candle and we ignite another 3, 4, 5 candles. So we are here in South Africa 360 years plus. How many people have we made Muslim? How many people did we speak to about Islam? We have the best, we have to share it with the rest. So think about that, leave our internal problems. Ask yourself, what did you do to propagate the deen of Islam? So that is what our job should be. That is our function, remember that. Da'iyan ila Allah, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, message was to give da'wah to humanity, and we have the best. So that is part one. But two, your people are making a big noise about the ceasefire and so forth. Well, what are Yahud? Who are the Jews? You see what Quran Sharif says? The Jukhlas vis-a-vis all Mighty Allah Jalla Wala wa qalatil Yahudu yadullahi mahluda. The Jews said, Allah forbid, nakale kufar kufar nakashir. They said, Allah forbid, Allah's hands are tied up, Allah is very stingy, Allah forbid. Why is asking us for money and for our assets we must spend? Allah said, Hullat aydihim wa lu'inu bima qalu. That their hands are fastened and Allah has cursed them whatever they said. See, if you know Afrikaans, your elders, you know. They are so enough, and that was a truth. You are so stingy, just like a Jew. And another beautiful saying, the Bula made, and they said, a Huya Jew is a Duya Jew. A good Jew is a dead Jew. I'm live on radio. They record every program of mine, the Juttas and the Juttis. So we got nothing to fear. We must speak the truth. We don't have to curry favor with any person, any organization, any politician, any government. Regarding prophets and messengers, what Quran says, Fariqan kazzabtum wa fariqan taqtulun. They rejected the prophets and messengers, one group and another group. They martyred them and murdered them. Who martyred and murdered Nabi Zakariya alayhi salam, Nabi Yahya alayhi salam? The Juttas, the Jews. Who attempted to assassinate Nabi Isa alayhi salam and Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? The Juttas. So for them to give 50,000, this 50,000 is an absolute lie. Is more than 300,000 people they have martyred and murdered now in Gaza and Mubarakah or Muslim. Who are the doctors who are in Gaza? Who are the medical personnel? And they will tell you the true figures. The Jutlas Quran says, Layyam bi al-sinatihim. When they speak with a forked tongue. When they say peace, they don't mean P-E-A-C-E. It means how to steal more and more pieces of land of the Palestinians and of the Syrians and of others and so forth and so on. With the books, the divine scriptures,
Amavati. Even the divine scripture in the book, the Torah, they changed the meaning, they corrupted the text, addition, omission, interpolations. The angels they rejected. They said, Mikail alayhi salam, we love him. Jibreel alayhi salam, we hate him. Allah forbid. Quran speaks of all this. Allah revealed the verse condemning them. Man kana aduwa lillahi wa malaikatihi wa rusulihi wa kutubihi wa rusulihi wa jibreela wa mikaala fa inna Allah aduwa lillahi. If you hate one, is tantamount to hating all. So you hate Ibrahim, you're rejecting everybody and everything. Allah cursed them. Me and you, Jutla vis-a-vis Muslim. Oh, the problem we have, my brother, this is the truth. Whether we like or we don't like, the truth is always better. Muslim of today, 90%, 80%, they read the Jubal Quran, Surah Yasin. Why? Ya Allah, give me more money and give me more barakat in my shop. Then also we commercialized. So brothers, we should think, what is Quran? Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, before reciting the Quran, he would kiss the Quran and say, Hada dustur rabbi. This is the constitution of my Allah. So it's our constitution. But we say, put the constitution away, I'll read you Ramadan time. And then also we think we have got our tongue something. Very great. Quran, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam complained of me and you. وَقَالَ الرَّسُولُ يَا رَبِّ إِنَّ قَوْمِ اتَّخَذُوا هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ مَهْجُورًا. Oh Allah, my own people, they have abandoned and neglected the Qur'an. Think properly. So my brothers, you must remember that this Qur'an Sharif is a panacea, is the solution, and you will find our answers there in the Qur'an and in the Sunnah Mubarakah. So look at our Sars and the Juttas, Surah 5, verse 82. If you don't understand chapter and verse, the last ayat of the six Jews, the six Upara, and there you will find this verse. That the jidanna ashaddan nasi adawatan lil ladina amanu yahud wal ladina ashraku. Who are your worst enemies? You will find now and in the future, your worst enemies are the Jews and the Mushriks and the idol worshippers. Just look at the unholy alliance between Israel and India and see how they treat the Muslims. Second class, third class, fourth class. How many masajid they have burnt? How many madrasas they have destroyed? How many Muslims they have killed? Who is there to stand up for the Muslims? Nobody. I never said every Jew or every idol worshiper or Hindu is our enemy. But we definitely will say, because Quran does not allow us to say that. Laysu sawa'a, Quran says. Quran is telling you majority of them are your enemy, and you must know who your enemies are. We can't be shown that even simple sign. Who is Hamas? Every day in the media, Hamas, Hamas, the Juttas, they can't pronounce Hamas. They say the ha, they make a ha. They say Hamas. So I tell the Juttas, Juttis, Hamas, as you say, Al-Khadilah Hamas. You don't understand? Hamas is going to finish your out, and now the Juttas are running away. All of you, you know English, it's free. Just download the whole day you play with your phone. So just downloading the Haaretz newspaper, H-A-A-R-E-T-Z, and you will get all the breaking news of Israel. It's a left-wing newspaper, so they speak sometimes in our favor also. So you'll get latest information from there. So in the Haaretz newspaper is written that so many Jews have said, we don't want to go back to Gaza. There we see in ghosts there, we see so many things happening. And they have lost thousands of men. If you read the Jewish media, first time they're admitting that this is one war we have lost after 15 months. Imagine Hamas, 10, 15,000 people. They placed their trust in Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, and they took on 60, 70 countries. America, Europe, the Arab transport dictators, and who they took on, and they defeated them. So who are the leaders of Hamas? What is Hamas? It's an acronym, Harakatul Muqawamatul Islamiyah, the Islamic resistance movement. We should know all these things here. But we live in Fatihah. We're eating, drinking, sleeping, khana, peena, sona, pahana, we live in comfort zone, we become oblivious of the plight of the poor. When last did they have a meal? And we have 5-course, 10-course meal every day. Think about that. So look at your leaders, then you will understand who is Hamas. Sheikh Ahmed Yassin Nawar Allah Al Qadr. He started Hamas in 1980. I've been 5 times to Palestine, I met Hamas. So what you must hear from the Jutlas of whoever? We live in a free country. Speak the truth. You don't have to worry about anybody. So you must remember this, Sheikh Ahmed Yassin started Hamas in 1987. They had free and fair elections and they won the elections and so forth. But you know, Ariel Sharon, the butcher of Beirut, the war criminal, in 2004, Sheikh Ahmed Yassin, who is leading Fajr Salah, the F-16 is hovering around and on top of the masjid. They told him, Sheikh, is on top of the masjid. He said, La nakhafu illallah. We don't fear anyone except Almighty. But his wheelchair, they took him out. And that was the last time the world saw him alive. And the F-16 came, tore his body to pieces. Allah ilahi be awasi. You see what happened in L.A., what happened in California. Our men, they're busy with Hollywood. The women are busy with Bollywood. The children are busy with Robin Hood. So you saw what the hell broke out. Tom said, all hell will break loose in Gaza. Allah sent it back to him. So Monday is D-Day, they say. Somebody sent me a message. So I asked him, what you mean D-Day? He said, Donkey's Day. A donkey will be inaugurated. First time a criminal will enter the White House. I went to the White House. What is there? Nothing big. So I went to the United Nations. What is there? Nothing big. So I went to all these places with Allah's help. It's nothing big or something. You don't make you special. So you must remember, my brothers, so when you go to these places, you'll understand it's a media display. So the Golden Globes, you know those movies, every month, third month, they're having some awards. So they said this movie got so many votes, this one got so many votes. God, the creator of the universe, no votes. And they made a mockery of Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala, and within 48 hours, you know, 40,000 acres finished, 12,000 houses and buildings finished. For Gaza, reconstruction will take $100 billion. For Hollywood and for California and Los Angeles, $300 billion is the estimated and the minimum amount. Allah ki dachi be awas. Ariel Sharon murders him. For who? Sheikh Ahmed Yassin. You know what happened after that? Hadith in Bukhari Sharif. Qala an-Nabiyyu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, man aada li waliya. Whosoever hates my waliullah, my friend, my special friend, afaqad aadantuhu bil harb. I, Allah, will wage war against him. Who would he? Ariel Sharon, the shaitan, 8 years. Allah put him straight in Sakara. When I lecture in Cape Town, I say, he had a liberty and he had a freck. You know what is freck? Freck is Afrikaans word to die like a dog. And that's how he died like a dog. So that is Sharon. The man is to fear. So what? 3 weeks after that, he murdered our second leader. Who? Dr. Abdul Aziz Rantisi. And then all that happened. Third, Ismail Hadiya. The Iran, they sent him out. What they did was Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu. They called him there and they murdered him themselves. I've been to Iran. I challenge everyone there and I beat them in a debate in Iran with Allah's help. So you must remember these things there. So they said, Ismail Hadiya, go open your heart and newspaper. Even today the article is there. We murdered Ismail Hadiya. So openly they are admitting and confessing to the crime. وَقَالَ قَائِدُنَا إِسْمَعِيلِ لَنْ نَعْتَرِفْ بِإِسْرَائِيلِ. Learn some Arabic, all of you. Remember, some Arabic at least we should know. You can't just be learning the languages we make money with, you know. Our leader, Hafiz, Sheikh Ismail Haniya, the leader of Hamas, he said, we will never, ever recognize Israel. And that is what their stance is. When I was now in Zambia, I told them which embassies are here. They told me Palestine embassy. I said, come, let's go. So they took me. So our people, you know, a little bit frightened. I walked in front. So I met the ambassador. I said, Vishnu Abdul Padar Hussein. Now he knew what I meant. We don't know. We're not interested in it. Let us be honest about it. Who read the history of Palestine, there's a Mujahid Abdul Qadir Husseini. Israel, the rogue apartheid terrorist Nazi regime was established in May 1948. In April, 1 month before that, Sheikh Abdul Qadir Husseini was martyred. He went to all these Arab countries and told them, give me guns, give me ammunition. They mocked and laughed at him. He built his own army, whatever he could, 500. 1 month before the apartheid regime of Israel was established, he martyred Abdul Qadir Husseini. So we spoke, so I asked him, Sheikh, you speak Arabic, I asked him, Sheikh, what's your name? So he said, Walid. So he told me, I'm not Muslim, because he's representing the Palestinian Authority. So I said, fine, I just came to visit you. So one of the questions I asked him, why do you, the PA, recognize Israel? When we, the Muslims of the world, we don't recognize Israel. Our stance is very clear. One scepter, one bullet will settle the issue forever. That is our stance. And we don't have to worry about any country and so forth. He gave his reasons. What I'm trying to say, we will interact with them, but we will tell them we disagree with them on many issues. So carry on. So he passes away. Then came the leader, Yahya Sinwar. Did you read about Yahya Sinwar? You used waste your time with all these soccer stars and cricket stars, half of them gay, the other half, you understand, I don't know, they drunk and drugs, and you go crazy for them. Read about Yahya Sinwar. The man was sentenced to 400 years in jail. You know, when Shalit, the South African guy, was taken and so forth, kidnapped, taken hostage for what, and they made a deal. So that's the time Yahya Sinwar came out. He spent 22 years in the jail there of Israel. 4 years in solitude. Youngsters, did he waste his time? He learned the Hebrew language. He used to intercept the calls of the Judlas when they were speaking. Therefore, for them, it's one of the biggest prizes. Even today, the Judlas are saying, we got Yahya Sinwar, rahimahullah. We have his body, and we're not going to return it to him. You don't have to return it. What Yahya Sinwar did, he changed the landscape of the world. He built the best tunnels in the world. Till today, the Jutlas don't know where their hostages are. Imagine what the limited resources, but Allah out of his father. Allah wants to honor a person, all these kings in the Arab countries, Muslim countries, what honor they get. Most of them disgrace them, humiliate them. They can't even go outside. وَمَنْ يُهِنِ اللَّهُ فَمَا لَهُ مِنْ مُقْرِمٍ Whosoever Almighty Allah humiliates and disgraces is not to give them honor. Yahya Sinwar, 72 hours he didn't eat, he didn't drink. Until his last breath, he saw Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You take them on, O Yahya, and I will give you the great tidings. You will come and you will be a martyr. From that day onwards he knew, I must fight till the last breath. He even changed the Arabic language. When he was, they didn't know this is Yahya Sinwar. He had his staff on. And afterwards they realized the last pounce of energy he had. He took that stick of his and he threw it. When you throw the stick in the hand in the direction of the enemy, today in the Arabic language you say, Ramein Uhu Bi Asas Sinwar. I took Yahya Sinwar's stick and I threw it in your direction. Imagine this for the people. Allahumma jal khayra iyamina yawman al-qaqafi. Ya Allah, we get the best day in our life, the day we come to meet you. Today, me and you in Roshni, South Africa, you can see your halat and condition. Allah forbid a group come to the water pistol, our huzu will break. I mean, let us be honest. We just sit and waste time and kill time. What preparation you making? So prepare something for your country, prepare something for your ummah, prepare something for your township, and so forth. We do nothing. And still we think we're super Muslims. I end up with this, my time is exhausted. I was 5 times in Palestine. This was 92. And I like to end up on the story to inspire somebody. We were 15, 16 ulama invited. This youngster, 8, 9 years old, and he's facing me, I'm facing Aqsa. His name Ba'aqa, so I told Ba'aqa, Tomorrow we return you to Jnubi Africa. My heart tells me I must take you with. You can go to school in the morning, afternoon, madrasa, and then now. Hey, the system we went through. So look at the answer he gave. He turned around and he pointed to Aqsa. He said, Sheikh, you telling me about the Jnubi Africa? If I live here, who will protect and defend Aqsa al-Mubarak? That is the children of Palestine. The Jutla said, you don't read. First word in the Quran, read. So who read, the Jutla said, we can capture the whole Middle East, but we will never beat them in Gaza. Gaza fiha al-Izza. Gaza fiha al-Baraka. Gaza fiha al-Nusra. Allah's special help is coming to these people there. Make dua for them, cry for them, and make dua Allah decimating this mental America, Israel, and all these Arab dictators who are helping them. Allah ahlik Ali Saud, kama ahlakta Adam with the food. Wa akhru da'wana, alhamdulillah.